Usually, holding onto something tightly means you're safe, like gripping a steering wheel on an icy road or, holding a lifeline.
Right, yeah, it's just a basic survival instinct. Tension equals security.
Exactly. But when it comes to personal wealth, that exact instinct is actually a massive trap. I mean, a tight grip is basically a panic signal to your brain. So today we are diving into week 14, day one of your Laws of Life workbook.
Yeah, we're figuring out why holding money loosely is, well, literally the biological key to abundance. What's fascinating here is how this completely flips our standard survival script.
Right, because when you hoard money out of fear, your brain reacts differently. Okay, let's unpack this. It's intentionally designed to trigger behavioral resistance, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Your amygdala, the brain's threat center, it stays highly active. It links your finances directly with survival stress.
Wow, so every time you check your bank account, you're like triggering a fight or flight response.
Literally. And that physiological panic blinds you to seeing opportunities. You just can't take the calculated risks that actually build wealth when you're stuck in survival mode.
Which brings us right to the day one exercises you will be tackling today. The very first question asks you to write down your initial reaction to seeing someone else achieve financial success.
Yeah, and this is brilliant because it forces you to confront what we might call the Scrooge McDuck syndrome.
Right, that subconscious trap where you just believe wealth automatically equals greed. But wait, let me push back here. If you answer a workbook question by admitting, say, you felt jealous of a neighbor's new car, how does that actually stop the fight or flight response? Is this cognitive dissonance exactly like a virus in our mental software?
That's a perfect analogy. You are basically pulling a subconscious bias into your conscious awareness. If your brain holds this hidden negative belief that rich people are greedy, but your core identity is, well, I want to be a good person,
You're stuck.
completely stuck. You create a massive psychological gridlock. Your brain will actively sabotage your financial goals just to protect your self-image as a good person.
Ah, that makes total sense. And it perfectly illustrates why the workbook emphasizes the critical difference between merely earning money versus actually making money.
Right, because earning is just trading your time and labor. Making money is about creating new value in the world.
Exactly. And if you think creating value makes you greedy, you will just stay exhausted on that hamster wheel of trading labor. Which leads into question five. It asks you to identify three brutally honest adjectives for your relationship with money.
Yeah, this isn't just a standard journaling exercise. There's a deeply biological reason we need to label this.
Wait, really? What's the biology behind picking adjectives?
It relies on a process called effect labeling. When you put a specific name to a complex emotion, you actually decrease the electrical response in the amygdala we talked about earlier.
Oh, wow. So you have to isolate the specific fear, whether you label it as anxious or avoidant or whatever, before your nervous system will let you rewire it.
Exactly. You can't treat a phobia if you won't admit what you're actually afraid of.
Right. And here is where it gets really interesting, transitioning from the diagnosis to the cure. The mental code rewrites. You are instructed to read three specific rewrites 3 times today.
And one that really stands out is the statement linking the desire for wealth directly to the ability to be charitable, making an impact on other people's lives.
Because you're deliberately shifting your focus. You're moving from protecting my pile of gold to using this money as a tool to build things for others.
Exactly. It tells your nervous system that wealth isn't a threat to your morality. It's actually an amplifier of it. You replace that scarcity panic with a pro-social mindset.
Which sets you up perfectly for the final task of day one, the bedtime evaluation. Right before you go to sleep tonight, you have to ask yourself, what opportunities are there in my life right now to build more wealth, and how can I harness those opportunities?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the neuroscience of sleep is just fascinating here.
I do have to push back a little, though. Why right before bed? Are we seriously just giving our brains homework while we snooze?
Actually, yes. And it is incredibly effective. During sleep, your brain goes through memory consolidation.
Right, so without the interference of your waking anxieties and all those defenses, your neural networks can just spend the night hunting for solutions.
Bingo. By feeding your brain a specific opportunity-focused prompt right before you lose consciousness, you're directing that subconscious processing power.
So it connects dots you wouldn't normally notice while awake. You're literally setting yourself up to wake up with a completely different perspective.
Precisely.
So grab your workbook, lean into that discomfort. and crush today's day one module so you are fully prepped for tomorrow's lesson.
And as you do, consider this. If your brain has been running on corrupted financial code your entire life, what new realities will you see tomorrow morning once tonight's update finally installs?